adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Run on Oklahoma Land. When the government opened the Indian lands of Oklahoma to settlement, thousands of excited settlers awaited the starting signal to make the 30-mile run by train, wagon, horseback, and on foot to the territory on the North Canadian River that later was to become Oklahoma City. But not all men observed that starting signal of April 22nd, 1889. Some, like the huge Roof Mason and his weasel-eyed partner, Adley Brooks, had other ideas.
Yeah, but how are we going to get there, Roof? We got no horses, and every inch of space in them steam cars has been spoken for.
The train ain't been made up yet, Ed.
I know. Locomotive's ahead of us there on the siding.
And the engine crew's back in the cafe. We're taking that locomotive.
Just the two of us?
Yeah. I can run that locomotive. I was fireman for the Santa Fe for 6 months.
Till Minton King caught you borrowing some money from the section boss's office.
Don't worry. I'll get even with Minton King for squealing on me. Now, wait a minute.
Mighty risky stealing this locomotive, Rupe.
We'll just take a look around to see who's watching. And we'll climb into the cab as if we belong there.
And then what?
I'll run the locomotive within, say, a half a mile of the new territory. And you and me will jump off and let the locomotive keep on going. When the vanguard of the run passes us, we'll just fall in with it. All right, now get up into the cab.
All right, now, move aside, Ed. I'm coming up.
Did you say you was going to let this locomotive keep on going?
That's right. I want it to smash into the eastbound train because I understand Minton King will be aboard.
Somebody said he should be clerk of the new territory with all his land already staked out for him.
It's his land we're going to take, Ed. Here we go, and nobody's going to stop him.
Not after the bandidos, Cisco?
No, Pancho, we are not after bandidos.
Any sheriffs after us?
So far as I know, amigo, no sheriffs are after us.
We just ride for the fun, no?
Si, Chico. We are riding to the east to watch the big run on the Oklahoma land.
Who run?
All the people who want to stake out their land claims and homesteads.
Huh?
I understand the signal to start will be given at noon. In about 3 o'clock, the first homesteaders should be arriving.
Yeah, it's almost noon now, Cisco.
Si, but we are not going to see them start, Pancho. We are going to see them arrive.
Hey, got a train.
Hey, the eastbound train. Let us ride over near the track to watch it pass. Up, Diablo, come on.
Roll over, watch the train pass. Pancho always like to watch a train pass, Cisco. Because every time Pancho sees a train, he clearly got a loco.
Loco is not quite as smoky and dusty as the train, Pancho.
Not quite. Smoky, dusty old train.
Who, Diablo, who?
Who? Cisco, here come a train from the east. You go west.
A locomotive. Something is wrong, amigo. Madre mia, I could see no one in that cab.
Locomotive running alone, Cisco?
We'll crash head on into the eastbound train, unless we can stop it. Up, Diablo, ha!
Whoa. Pushing the locomotive not go too fast.
It is going fast enough. Diablo, ha!
Locomotive! Eastbound train with us. Not far away.
We are getting on that locomotive, Pancho. Diablo, faster. Whoa, ha!
Hey, turn around and get over me near this. But my name ain't Minton King.
Now, Dad.
trying to run into us, trying to wreck us.
I believe that's what he was trying not to do, Dad.
Then I say, Rita.
Well, we'll camper and soon find out.
Now, don't lose your temper. That won't help matters.
Hey, you up there in the cab. Come down here.
Si, senor.
Now, what does Sam Hill do you mean by running that hog westbound on a single track?
What? The hog?
When my compañero and I first saw this hog, as you call it, it was running wild.
Good thing for you, senor. That Cisco get aboard and stop it.
Oh, bosh.
Dad, now stop it. I hope you'll make allowances for my father, Cisco. He has a very quick temper.
I understand, senorita.
I'm Martha King. My father is Mitten King. You don't remember us, but we saw you last year over in Henryville.
Indeed, I do remember seeing you, senorita.
This will never forget that very senior either, no?
Pacho.
Well, maybe I did speak up too quick. But tell me this, Cisco. If you got aboard that locomotive and stopped it, how did it get started as a runaway?
I have no idea, senor.
Cisco and I just see it come around the curb.
Oh, that'll take your word for it. I reckon I'm much obliged to you, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Pancho and I will help you, Senor King, because it is plain someone meant to cause a bad wreck.
We've been walking 5 miles anyway, Rupert.
I reckon so.
You sure misjudge where that new territory is.
Ah, quit bellyaching. Can't you walk a few miles without caving in?
Not this far.
We're most there now. Here, we'll stop and rest till I look the country over. The boundary of the territory is not more than a mile ahead of us. See that ridge to the north? That marks it.
Yeah, it looks just like the ridge back where we jumped off the locomotive.
That's just what fooled me.
We'd better get under cover. Vanguard of them homesteaders will be along any minute.
Now, come on. We'll get into that patch of blackjack oaks. We can keep out of sight there. Speaking of that locomotive, I sure hope it crashed into that eastbound train.
Yeah, things will go mighty hard for us if anybody finds out we swiped it.
Who's going to find out? Now you can sit down, Ed.
I sure am ready to. Oh, that feels mighty good. Any more water in that canteen, Luke?
Nope. But when we take over Minton King's land, we'll have plenty of water. And there's a shack right by the well. Used to be lived in by a trapper.
You seem to be mighty sure of all this.
I am. I keep my ear to the ground. That land's all staked out for Minton on account of him giving up his railroad job and taking this one as territory clerk.
Yeah, but the water.
Well, he hired some hombres to dig him a well. They say they hit a vein that brings in 500 gallons a minute.
My gosh. Hey, we might even sell some of that water, Rupe.
Yeah, it's an idea.
A lot of these homesteaders will bring barrels of water with them, but more of them won't bring any.
And the North Canadian River's most dry. It's a mighty good idea, Ed.
Well, there's the Vanguard. We better fall in behind it. Well, I suppose now we got to do some running.
Yep, and fast running, too.
See, oh, what a man will go through to get his hands on a little property. All right, if I got to run, I can run.
Just wonderful of you, Cisco, to bring Dad and me here from the railroad. And you too, Pancho.
We're glad to do it, Senorita.
Would have been a long walk from the railroad.
Yeah, it's a big help, boys. Now let me see. Where's my land?
Well, so many people here all of a sudden, it's hard to tell.
I think we keep on going for a little ways yet.
As you say, senor. Well, there's something going on up ahead of us.
Yeah, crowd of people.
By thunder, that's on my land.
What in the world is going on?
Looks to me as if the two hombres there by the well are selling water to the homesteaders. I will help you dismount, senorita.
Thank you, sister.
Hey, what's the idea? I might have known. Rupe Mason.
Looks to Pancho like trouble, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, a fight in the making.
What do you mean by selling my well water? You two scoundrels, get the blazes off my land.
Not so fast, Minton. This land belongs to me and Ed. There's our stake right over there. Some of these boys saw us drive it.
Well, I got papers right here from the government land agent that gives me this land. Go on now. Get.
Why, you saw it off loud.
Just a moment, only. Suppose you take someone near your side.
All right. I'll take you.
As you will, Tommy.
As I get my hands on you, I'll break in two.
Throw the hombre over your head, you son.
I will try it by Joe.
Hey. Oh. That's the way to do it, Cisco. That'll show him.
You two hombres, Get our Senor King's land at once.
All right. We'll go. We'll be back here mighty quick. Don't think we won't.
I reckon you better talk to that crowd, Ed. You're a regular rabble-rouser once you get started.
Yeah, sure, I'll talk to him.
Hey, boys! I'd like to have you listen to what I got to say. Me and my partner Rope here just been dipped out of our rightful land claim. Some of you saw that. That hombre, Mr. King, claims he's a territory clerk. Says he's got papers to prove he owns that claim. As far as I'm concerned, them papers was forged. But even if they wasn't, what right has he got to grab off land ahead of schedule? Me and Rope lay claim to that land in all good faith. And if we can't get it on account of that hired gunman of Minton's, all we can take now is poor land on the outskirts of the territory.
That's the way to talk to him, Ed.
We're asking your help, boys, in getting our rightful land back. Come on, let's go!
Mob, come back this way, Cisco.
See. We are in for trouble and a lot of it.
I'm staying right on this land. That Rufe Mason is a swindler and a bruiser.
According to Dad, he gotten wrong with the railroad people any number of times when he worked for them.
Oh, he worked for the railroad, eh?
For a while, yeah. Fireman.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
Come on, boys.
Señorita, you better go back to the train. You may take my horse, Diablo.
Thank you, Cisco, but I'll stay right here.
You'll be big trouble.
I'm not afraid.
Then please stand over by the shack, Señorita, out of harm's way.
Well, all right.
We've just been telling these boys how you're trying to jip us out of our rightful land claim, King.
Yeah, and I'm giving you till I count ten to get out onto that trail and off of this land.
Now, wait a minute. I want all you boys to take a look at these here papers.
What right have you got to have papers ahead of all the rest of
it? It will not work, Senor King.
Those hombres look ugly, no?
Let me talk to them, Senor.
No, by thunder, I won't, Cisco. I'll tell them what brought myself.
But, Senor, your daughter.
Now, listen, you bunch of thick-headed mavericks. I'm staying on my own land. Now get off it, all of you.
That's fast, hombre.
Come on, boys. We'll show them. We'll beat them up within an inch of their lives.
Get ready, Pancho. Here they come, fighting mad.
In its present ugly mood, the mob might demand a lynching. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Run on Oklahoma Land. Although Cisco and Pancho rode to the Oklahoma Land merely to see the rush of arriving homesteaders, they found themselves helping Minton King, territory clerk, and his daughter Martha to keep their land over the false claims of Rufe Mason and Adley Brooks. But the odds are against our friends, for Mason and Brooks have incited a mob against them. No.
Hi, San Francisco. Those hombres mean business.
See, they do. Senorita, go in the shack.
I'll stay here, Cisco. I'm worried about
Dad, you
and Pancho.
Pancho, worry about Pancho, too.
Please do as I say. Go into the shack and bolt the door.
Cisco's right, daughter.
Well, very well.
You're going to get off this land, ain't you?
No, we are not.
Senores, before you do the bidding of that hombre, I have something to say to you.
You listen to Cisco, senores, no?
Don't be taking anybody's soft words, boys. Go on, rush them, beat them up.
Now, come in with us, Cisco.
I'll show them a thing or two. I'll draw my gun and let daylight through some of them.
No gun, Senor King. That will only make matters worse.
I'll handle this my own way, Cisco.
Not with gun, senor. Put them back in your horses, quick.
Rush them, boys.
They're out, Cisco. They're right behind you.
Get out, win over all of you. But at least I can.
There. Some of you hombres time, then throw them in the shack. Kick down that door. Tie the girl, too. Hey, Ed. We ought to kill him while we got the chance. What do you think?
We'll get the mob to do it, Rope. Just leave that to me.
I don't know as we'd ought to leave that Cisco kid and the others without somebody standing guard over them, Ed.
God, that'll be all right, Rope. They're tied good and tight. I thought of that myself.
Just to make sure, I'll take a look into that shack.
Now, you see, them men ain't even come through yet.
You coward.
Now, ma'am, that ain't a pretty word at all.
That's just exactly what you are. The idea of setting a big mob of men against three.
Well, sure we did. Why not?
Coward. And liar.
Now, you look here.
Come on, Rope. Arguing with her ain't going to do any good. Shut that door.
Yes. Get out of here.
She's pretty mad.
Come on, let's go.
When you going to talk to them hombres, Ed?
Right now.
About time, I think. What I can't figure out is why you didn't talk to them before now.
Well, it wouldn't have been wise.
Why not?
Because that girl would overheard everything.
What of it?
You can't lynch a girl, can you?
No.
All right, then. She overheard us talking and that to that mob. Later on, she'd have reported it, and eventually the law'd catch up with it.
There ain't any law around here now. It won't be for a long time.
I said eventually, Rook. And don't forget, lynching's a mighty serious crime.
Yeah, well, we could do away with it, girl.
No, I ain't making no war on women.
All right, all right. But how are you going to get those hombres to take part in a lynching now that tempers have kind of cooled down?
Well, I'm going to talk to just about a dozen of them, Rook.
Kind of a hand-picked group, eh?
Yeah, that's the idea. We know them all personally. Won't be much of a job to get them to do just what we want them to do. Now, there's two or three of them now.
What are they doing?
They're clearing away by the trail and putting up a big sign.
Your eyes are better than mine, Ed. What's the sign say?
It says Grand Avenue, Oklahoma City.
Hey, Seeley, Strokes, Clement, come over here. I want to talk to you.
Blast it all.
Do not lose courage, Senor Minton.
Maybe the senor's head hurts just go like Pancho.
So it does. But that's not the main thing. If only I hadn't shut off my fool mouth when you said you wanted to talk to that mob.
That is water over the dam now.
You pulled a gun on them.
Oh, I've told you more than once, Dad. You must learn to control your temper.
Trussed up here like a doggone turkey.
Well, at least none of you were killed.
Not yet, senorita, but...
Pancho, let us have no more talk like that.
Yes, yes, no more talk like that.
You all right, daughter?
Well, I've been more comfortable, but... Yes, I'm all right.
It's an outrage, senorita. Tying you two. But we will do everything we can to get free.
Tie the rope. Tight, Cisco.
Hey, they made a good job of it.
Yeah. And by the feel of my side, they dumped me right down onto a rock.
Oh, I reckon I can manage to roll off it, though.
It's almost dark now, Cisco. Can't you think those hombres come back here after dark and finish us, no?
Not if we can help it, they will not. Well... That was not a rock you were lying on, senor. It was an axe head.
The old and rusty one.
Perhaps that will change the picture a little bit.
I don't see how, Cisco.
Maybe it is still sharp enough to cut these ropes.
Well, even so, who's going to hold the axe?
Well, let us see. I'll roll over. On the axe head. If I can just get hold of it. Bueno.
Well, but your hands are tied behind your back, Cisco.
Yeah, just give me what you do, senor.
All right, now, Pancho. You roll over, Cisco, to bring your hands close to this axe head.
Pancho, try, Cisco.
See, that is good. Now, I will see if I can cut that rope.
Listen. Those men are coming back here.
Yeah, you're right, Martha. Hurry, Cisco.
As fast as I can, senor.
I just think one of the stamps you wish, Cisco.
I will try to bear down a little harder with this axe head.
It's good. The rope cut through.
All right, now. Untie me, Pancho, quickly.
Not that I do untie, but you before the senorita, Cisco.
And you each understand. Those hombres are getting closer.
Cisco's right, Pancho. Only hurry.
Yes, yes.
I can hear the voice of that blasted Rupe Mason. He's been out to get me ever since I got him fired from his railroad job for stealing money.
Yes, Cisco, the hands untied.
If my ankle's untied, why don't you untie the senorita and the senor?
Yes, Cisco.
Don't make too much noise, you hombres. Remember, we don't want too many people to know about this mission.
Lynching? Oh, good heavens.
Rupe, he's in off!
Fire thunder, he got free.
Anybody know? Got free in time to take one of these guns of yours? Now, get your hands up, Mason.
Aye. Easy with that gun, Cisco.
Do not make one false move, Bandito. The rest of you, fall back. Fall back, I said.
Yeah, better do as Cisco says, boy. He's got the drop on me.
You, weasel face, drop your gun belt.
Talking to me?
See, I'm talking to you.
Whatever you say, Cisco.
Now, senores, I want to ask a question or two. Did any of you come to this territory on the westbound train?
A bunch of us was coming on it, but some coyotes swiped the locomotive.
Yeah, that's
not the how did you all get here?
Well, most of us had to get here by train from there.
On foot, eh? I take it you do not feel kindly toward the hombres who stole the locomotive.
Hey, what are you talking about that locomotive for, Cisco?
Señores, this bandido, Rupe Mason, hates Senor Milton King, who, by the way, is here as a friend to all of you.
Now, wait a minute.
Quieto, yo corte. He hates him because Senor King caught him stealing when he worked for the railroad. So what is more natural than for Mason and his partner over there to steal that locomotive and get here ahead of time and lay claim to Senor King's land? Not only that, señores, but Mason and his partner jumped from the locomotive and let it continue on, hoping it would smash into the eastbound train.
That's a lie.
How about it? You have the weasel face. Quick, before I lose my temper.
Careful with that gun, Cisco. I didn't want to take that locomotive. Rope did. I was...
Hey, now, you hear that, señores?
Let's face these other two instead, boys.
There will be no lynching, señores. Let us get this new territory off to a good, honest start. If you wish, I will be responsible for getting them to the nearest jail. And Senor King will prefer the charges.
Yeah, you fellas do. And remember, boys, I'm here to help you legalize your claim.
Would you get me a drink of water, Pancho? All this trouble has made me feel faint.
Pancho, get you a drink of water, Senorita. All this trouble not make Pancho feel faint. Just give Pancho the big, big appetite.
No.
I just hate to see you and Pancho leave Oklahoma City, Cisco.
In a way, we hate to leave, Senorita. But 2 weeks is a long time for us to stay in any one place.
I know. You've done so much for Dad. For one thing, you've taught him to control his temper.
I believe your father is a level-headed man, Senorita.
Well, sometimes.
The recent circumstances upset him, that is all.
And you and Pancho just worked like beavers helping us build the cabin.
Ah, the work was good for us.
Well, anyway, Cisco, whether you'll take credit or not, we'll never forget you.
Very nice to hear, Senorita.
Well, I mean it.
I hope you include your sickly self in that remark.
Don't you think I do?
It's hard to tell.
Must I show you?
Well... Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now those bandidos in the jail where they belong.
Si.
We ride to the border, no?
If you wish, amigo.
Pancho, let me go to see Pancho's cousin Jose, Cisco.
Bueno, I would like to see your cousin Jose again myself. I understand he is now running a chicken rancho.
Yeah, a big, big chicken rancho.
Well, that is good. If his neighbors are on it.
Neighbors, they very honest, Cisco. Of course, they all very fine and big as these chickens, but they all honest.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. But in his last letter to you, Chico, your cousin Jose said he kept a loaded shotgun near the hen coop at all times.
Yes, all times.
Well, if the neighbors are also very honest...
Why does your cousin Jose have to keep that loaded shotgun near the hen coop? That one easy, Cisco.
Oh, well, then tell me. Why does he have to leave the shotgun near the hen coop?
To keep the neighbors honest.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West. The Cisco Kid. Mm-hmm. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Vassar, Pancho by Harry Lang.